This is not just an issue for Ferguson. This is an issue for America.
As Michael Brown moved toward Officer Wilson, several more shots were fired by the officer, and Michael Brown was fatally wounded.
Everybody want me to be calm. Do you know how them bullets hit my son? What they did to his body as they entered his body?
Let that shit back!
And that's when they threw the tear gas at us. The protesters are tired. They're tired of going through the same thing over and over again.
4 years ago today, 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri. Brown's killing sparked mass outrage and protests in the streets. Several months later,
our investigation and presentation of the evidence to the grand jury in St. Louis County has been completed. They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson.
A grand jury failed to indict Wilson and protests erupted again. This time, much of the furor was directed at the St. Louis County prosecutor, Robert McCullough, who many felt had not done enough to secure a grand jury indictment. This week, St. Louis voters took to the polls and ousted the 28-year incumbent in favor of Wesley Bell, a young black city councilman and attorney who got into politics in the aftermath of Michael Brown's death. Here's Bell on our show back in 2015.
I represent protesters. I represent anyone who's been disconnected and disenfranchised, but I also represent every hardworking officer who's sick of their name being drug in the mud because of the actions of a few. Every day I wake up and say, what can I do to make this city better? And that's the way I'm going to proceed. If we get it right here in Ferguson, the world is going to take notice.
Rachel Lipman is a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio, where she covers city policy and criminal justice. Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Danzina. It's a pleasure.
So, big historic moment today. Tell us a little bit about Wesley Bell's campaign and what resonated with voters there.
Bell's campaign was focused a lot on the idea that the prosecutor can be a leading sort of spearhead in reforming the criminal justice system, using the power of prosecutorial discretion to send more people to diversion programs, increasing transparency, letting individuals know who he was prosecuting, what he was charging them with, eliminating cash bail. He has pledged never to use the death penalty. Themes that a lot of these national groups that actually supported his campaign, supported Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, have supported other individuals running for prosecutor's office, have really been pushing. And it was a campaign built on activists and protesters. They got out the vote. They made contact with people. Color of Change PAC dumped $100,000 into organizing. The ACLU of Missouri and their national organization dumped about another $250,000 into the race. And it was one where he was presenting people with an alternative. They saw that they had the ability to and a viable candidate to oust a long-term incumbent, and they did.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned Color of Change PAC and a couple of other organizations that have thrown money at this campaign. Does this indicate that there is actually an ability to support more candidates like Bell going forward?
So Bell is not the first candidate that they have supported. He's one of the few incumbents that they have been able to oust. I believe Larry Krasner's seat was an open one. They've had other successes in other areas where I think outside sort of local dynamics were a little bit more important than sort of an overall message of criminal justice reform. I get the sense that this may have been the first one where this idea that the prosecutor can be transformative in criminal justice really sort of took hold because, as you mentioned at the top of the show, this is a community that has seen what can happen when a prosecutor isn't, in their minds, reformative, when at the municipal level prosecutors aren't looking at reform, when the criminal justice system just isn't working for these people.
And during the Bell's campaign for city council, he did not have the support of activist groups, but this time he did. So what was the change? Was it Michael Brown or something else?
You know, that's kind of hard to tell because the reason Bell didn't have the support of a lot of the protesters and activists in that first run was his connection to the municipal court system, which a lot of people saw as being predatory. He had been a municipal prosecutor and a municipal judge in a court that actually ended up being sued by the federal government over some of its practices. I don't know if it is that they saw in his role as Ferguson City Councilman in helping negotiate a settlement to the federal civil rights lawsuit that was filed, that he really was able to put some of his words into action. And also, he was an alternative to Bob McCullough, who, while Ferguson wasn't necessarily part of the narrative of this race, it didn't come up between the two candidates. 4 years is a really long time, politically speaking. It was definitely an overtone, and a lot of people were celebrating, a lot of activists who were supported Bell and were very much opposed to McCullough were celebrating and, you know, tying it to, hey, almost 4 years to the date after Michael Brown was shot and killed, we've now ousted the prosecutor who failed to get justice for him.
Right. And I was just going to ask about whether or not, you know, this seen as an election win specifically for the Ferguson community because of the sort of attitude towards McCullough and the frustration with what happened with the Michael Brown case?
You would have to think that, yes, it is seen as, you know, kind of I wouldn't think they would call it justice. I think obviously they would have rather never had Michael Brown shot and killed. They would have never had the protests that, you know, just rolled through their community night after night, exposed a lot of their residents to violence and tear gas and the stress and of constant police presence. But in a way, it's a small measure of victory. And this was not, you know, a tight race. This was 17 percentage points in a county that is still 80% white. That meant Bell had to find a, you know, cross-section of African-American white voters, voters of color from North County, West County, South County, very traditional African-American and from white areas. So is it justice in the sense that it is a maturation of a kind of political wave, political activism that started after Michael Brown's death? Yes. But I bet you to a T, the protesters would tell you we would rather still have Michael Brown with us at 22 years old, getting ready to, you know, finish college and make the decision for the next step in his life.
Rachel, I'm wondering, too, one of the big issues that came out after Michael Brown's death was how St. Louis in particular, and in particular Ferguson, had been really punitive with issuing tickets to particularly to black motorists. Is that something that Bell seems to be willing to address? And
it's
we've got about 30 seconds left, just FYI.
Sure. It's not something that he'll be able to necessarily have a great role in as county prosecutor, with the municipal system being separate from the state and the circuit system. But he has pledged to use his power and his voice as prosecutor to push for a reform. And he seems to be very inclined to say that that applies to municipal courts, education, healthcare, all of those things.
Rachel Lipman, a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.